Siman Shin Tzadiches, Sif Beis. The Mechaber discusses a city that's round, like a circle. So the Mechaber says you make corners for it, and you imagine as if you're in the middle of the square, and now you count your 2,000 amos and measure them from the edges of the square, 2,000 amos in every direction. So the circle of the city, you square it out the corners, and you gain that those corners are now considered part of the city in terms of Medias Tchum, in terms of Measure Tchum. And now you measure 2,000 amos in each direction. And the Mechaber says the same thing if the city is like a triangle, or if it has many sides, which the Brura says, if you have a hexagon or an octagon, six sides or eight sides, you square it out, and then you go 2,000 amos each direction from the edge of the square. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber describes how you square it out. You go by Ribua HaOlam. Mishnah Berurah explains that you don't just pick whichever way you want to do it. Rather, you make a southern side using the southernmost extremity of the city, a northern side using the northernmost extremity of the city, and the same thing from east to west, the easternmost side and the westernmost side. And now you have a box, you have a square, or more likely it's going to be more like a rectangle, and then you count 2,000 amos each direction, north, south, east, and west, and that's your Tchum for Tchum Shabbos. In Sif Dal, the Mechaber describes the city that was Rechav Mitzad Echad, is wide on one side, and Tzar Mitzad Echad, it was narrow on the other side. So imagine as if the whole thing is wide. This is say it's similar to a triangle, or might not be a perfect triangle. Rather, on one side of it's longer, and the other side is shorter. So we box it out. We work off the longer side in order to box it out and make a square or a rectangle out of it. And that's how we start from there measuring the 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos. And then Mechaber discussed a city that's like a gam or a keshes. A gam, you can imagine it like the English letter L, something akin to that shape. A keshes, you can imagine it as something similar to the Yiddish letter Ches. So a gam has two legs, a keshes has two legs, and has a gag, it has a roof to the top. So the Mechaber says that between the two extreme ends of the gam or the keshes, there's less than 4,000 amos. So then we draw a line. Let's talk about the gam first. It's like an L. So imagine the top of the L, and then imagine the end of the leg of the L. If between those two points, if you make a diagonal line, which the Shmur describes, a diagonal line, that diagonal line is going to be less than 4,000 amos. Then we imagine as if the whole area is full of batim chatzeres, houses and courtyards, as if it's all filled up with houses. Now we have a triangular city, and we treat it like any triangular city that we're going to square it off. And once we square it off, then we have 2,000 amos each direction for Tchum Shabbos. The keshes is more like a ches, so imagine them between one end of the ches and the other end of the ches, to the two sides, less than 4,000 amos. Also imagine if the whole thing is full of houses and courtyards, and then it comes one big boxed out city, one big square rectangular city, and we can count 2,000 amos measuring off of that. Mechaber says that between the two heads of the gam, or the two heads of the keshes, is 4,000 or more amos, then we don't get to Mimrabe, we don't get to square out over there. And then if you want to go in the gam direction or into the middle of the keshes, we start counting the 2,000 amos right away. The Ramah says that even if at the tip of the keshes, it's more than 4,000 amos, if at a certain point it's a mokash maskatsa, let's say it's not perfect ches, but rather it's more like a rainbow. So even the two tips of the rainbow, it's 4,000 more amos. But as you go further in, at a certain point, now it's a Malkim Shemeskatzer, a place that becomes less. That's not 4,000 amos anymore. So we could draw a line over there. That line is called the Yeser. And everything that's from there to the middle of the rainbow is considered as if it was full of houses in the city. Only once you're past the Yeser, that's where 2,000 amos start. There must be something else also. He says that's only the whole issue of Keshes is when there's more than 4,000 amos, 4,000 more amos between two sides of the Keshes, and the depth of the Keshes is 2,000 more amos. But if the two sides are, let's say, 5,000 amos apart, but the depth of the keshes is only 1,500 amos, so then also imagine the keshes is full of batim, full of houses. Any which way in which you'd be able to walk throughout the whole keshes without going out of your apayim closes up the keshes. Whether because walking from one side to the middle and the other side to the middle, you have lost chumen because it's all within 4,000 amos, or whether it's because from the ratio of the keshes and the yeser, it's not more than 2,000 amos. Any of these ways in which you could put the whole keshes together and imagine as one, it's viewed as one, only if it's more than 4,000 across and 2,000 depth, only then is it like a bad keshes, so to speak, that we cannot fill on the inside. And as soon as you go into the middle of the keshes, you have to start counting 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos. Even in the case when it's less than 2,000 amos in depth, the Magen Avraham holds, this only helps the people who want to walk from one side of the keshes to the other, but not people who want to walk down from the middle of the keshes. But the Achrenim argue this, Mishmur goes to the Achrenim, that's considered completely closed up for everyone.